Winterfield Day, for Winterfield Day, it was 20 below zero, and I just didn't have it in me to even travel 20 miles away to the group over there, so my apologies to you guys. It was just too cold, so I stayed home and stayed in the comfort of my home, and it was nice to give contact to some of the stations. I didn't run QRP. I thought I'd make it easy for the field stations to hear me, so I ran about 70 watts CW, and there was one. There are a couple stations. One of them was in Minnesota. It was three stations, and it was outdoor. And honestly, I don't see how they could do it. Maybe I would try that if I was maybe 40 or so years younger. That's all for the net, Max, KDATGW.
All right, John, KDATGW, KDATLM. Yeah, I understand that standing out in the cold thing while I'm working the radio. It is KATDC, Pete, the Biscay State coordinator, and also he's the EC up in Moose County. He sends me pictures and videos and stuff of folks working the various snowmobile dog sled races up there. And that is a grueling effort. They stand out there in the snow, which isn't shallow, and the cold with the wind, and they do good stuff. So hats off to them. And for the folks in Minnesota, well, this is probably just a walk in the park, I guess. All right, let's go to WD8AXPD, followed by KD9IAR. Mr. Charlie, how are things down in Kalamazoo for you?
Hey, Max. Doing pretty well. This is WD8AXB. Yep, this is Charlie here in Kalamazoo County, little town of Vicksburg, not too far away from NADOR. Good to hear, I guess with me included, at least five stations from District 5. So, gonna try to get a couple more guys on the air. For some reason, you know, 80 meters is just a bridge too far sometimes. And I just don't get it because that's the bottom band I try to strive for in any antenna installation and then go up in frequency from there. Now, that's unusual that that I'm out hearing Ken tonight. My 80-meter antenna is a loaded 80-meter antenna. It's a 40-meter dipole with loading coils and a couple of end wires.